Welcome back to Strange Reality, the podcast where we talk about all things paranormal. With me today, I got my good friend, Alex.
Well, hello there.
Who was another paranormal head just like I am. And he seemed like a perfect fit to come on this podcast.
I appreciate it. This is the first guest on this one, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, dude. Come by anytime. Yeah. Alex is very much like super into like, you know... Like, imagine
if I'm not listening to goofy, funny podcasts like Hot Lemonade, I'm listening to things all in the same vein as Strange Reality. Like,
imagine remember the History Channel, like the dude that would go like aliens. Yes. That's pretty much who Alex is. He's just Alex. That's who that is, but with like a nice beard.
You don't understand how much I love Ancient Aliens.
that show is very hacky. Yeah.
It is. Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. It's great.
So today we're going to be talking about something that's been kind of on my mind lately. We're going to talking about kind of another, do you want to call it a creepypasta or more like an urban legend?
I'd call it an urban legend because there's real accounts.
Okay.
Or at least.
Well real, like it quote unquote.
Start online like a creepypasta.
Okay. That's a good point. You know. So we're talking about, they're called, I think the official name for them is the Black Eyed Children.
Yes.
Not to be confused with the Black Eyed Peas.
I mean, Will I Am might have a hand
in it. but on a serious note, yeah. So we're talking about the Black Eyed Children. So the Black Eyed Children has been like this kind of weird paranormal phenomenon that kind of has like pretty consistent accounts of. So what they are is it's just a group of kids from like ages like 6 to 16, right? And they're spotted at night in groups and they have black eyes. Their eyes are all black and they ask you for favors.
Very odd too.
Yeah. And it's what a very odd thing. Cause I almost think of it as like anything. I don't know if anyone here is like, I don't know if you've ever seen The Shining.
I love The Shining.
Ghost kids. It's kind of creepy.
Oh, it's fucking terrifying. Like my first nightmares are about ghost children.
So for there to be a phenomenon out there, especially as popular as this one, where it's just a group of kids with black eyes and they come in groups and they come at night and they like approach you like at your door and like they ask for favors from you. It's very odd. It's very, very odd.
Yeah.
But there's never any violent accounts.
There has been a couple actually.
There's been actually violent accounts.
Not violent, but more. What is it? What's the word I'm looking for? Bad reactions, or okay. I cannot think of the word for it. But you know, a result like something happening because somebody
like a cause and effect kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. You know, the whole letting them in actually stories and yeah. So. The big thing with the Black Eyed Children is, you know, start off with basic, you know, theory of like, or first story, you know, your telltale story of a Black Eyed Children. My favorite account is it was somebody who was heading from Las Vegas to LA, you know, that infamous route. And they were driving down that highway and they came across a group of three children, three very normal looking children. And, you know, they were in like hoodies and slacks. And so the person stopped because they're out in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And without missing a beat, the children came right up to the door. One of them came right up to the window and knocked on it and asked them, you know, can you please come in? We're waiting for our parents. Can you give us a ride? And they're very adamant about it. And the guy was like, no, you know, not at all. And it got to the point where, you know, they're like pounding on the window, like, can you please let us in? But they won't answer any questions that the man is giving them. And, you know, all in all, the man ended up taking off and running away from the situation, but I can find.
Wasn't more. That in, that was what, the 90s, right?
80s.
'80s, like, even? Okay.
Yeah, it was like early 80s.
Yeah, so I at least for me, my exposure to this story is kind of more like it's kind of been it's been circulating on the internet like as of late. And I think there was a story that I read that kind of inspired me to do this episode where there was a for those of you listening, if you guys don't know already, we're this podcast is based in Wisconsin.
Yes.
So there have been sightings of the black-eyed children in Wisconsin.
Have there.
Yes. So up north, which kind of makes sense because if you're from Wisconsin, up north is kind of like the badlands of the state where it's like very,
very deep, thick woods.
Yeah.
You like, can go miles without seeing
another person or another house, anything. So I think what I was reading was it was somebody on a trail. I think there was somebody hiking on a trail out in the, like the middle of like somewhere up north, maybe Barron County, somewhere up there, but kind of towards the UP. And they encountered the black eyed children. And I think if what I read was there was maybe two or three of them and they didn't ask for anything. They just stood there and watched them almost as if they were watching like from the trees, something weird like that. So I read the story and it's never, obviously this isn't something that you'll ever find on CNN unless there's like actual like document, you know, video documentation of it. But I kind of, you know, I keep myself posting like certain Reddit channels and things like that or like even, you know, things happening in my state. I kind of, you know,
you've got to be looking.
You got to be looking. Right. Especially. Yeah, exactly. So even if it's something as simple as like it pops up on Facebook or Instagram where it's like, oh, have you seen the black eyed children? They're spotted in Wisconsin. So. Yeah. So apparently these have been dating back towards like the 1980s of sightings from these. I don't know if you want to call them aliens.
Well, that's, you know, I'm sure that's something we're going to dip into here.
Hell yeah. There's
theories as to what they are.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different theories that they're aliens, some sort of extraterrestrial beings, interdimensional beings, maybe like something as simple as ghosts.
Yeah.
Now, there's been a couple of YouTube channels that I follow that are all about the paranormal that have covered this like years and years ago, like in the past. And it's the one that I hear a lot is it's somebody driving down a road at night.
Right.
And so that's always how a lot of these start, right?
Yeah.
You're driving down the road at night and there'll be like a person on the road. Hairs in front of their face. It's always black hair and like a white dress.
Uh-huh.
Now,
Lady in White. It's another one of my favorites.
Yeah, Lady in White. And there's a lot of these stories that I've read about the black-eyed children is they start the same way, like kind of like that. Oh, excuse me. They start kind of like that, but then they have those signature black eyes. Mm-hmm. And it's always like, and you and I know enough about the paranormal to know, like, if we see that at night, like on the road,
right?
I'm not helping.
No.
See ya.
And well, that was kind of the thing with like some of the original stories was like in the early 80s, you know, people, they would come across them and the entire eye would be blacked out, you know? So that kind of in the time frame that sold out the factor of possibly being like a full eye contact.
Yeah.
Because one, back then, they were incredibly expensive. Three children would not be walking around with these incredibly expensive contacts in. And two, back then, contacts were so uncomfortable, a full eye contact, you wouldn't catch three kids lasting that long wearing them.
Yeah, and it's they're like, so exactly your point. And especially to have them be all black in like the 80s. That's very unheard of.
Right.
Like, where are they getting access to this, right?
Right.
So, there's one story that is kind of the most, I suppose you can say, most famous case.
Yeah.
So, in 1996, I think this is the most, like, detailed account. So, in 1996, a journalist by the name of Brian Bethel has encountered the black-eyed children, I think, on two separate occasions. Once in Abilene, Texas, and the other in Portland, Oregon.
Same man?
I think it's, it seems like, I think it's both the same guy. So, I think at one point, Brian Bethel The first encounter that he had with the Black Eyed Children is he was leaving a movie theater in Texas, and the children had approached him while he was going to get his car. So he was on the way to his car, and I think they'd asked him for a ride. And these are, I think there were three or four of them wearing dated clothing.
Yeah.
Old style. And they had like the signature black eyes, and they were asking him for a ride home. Now, Bethel panicked, got in his car, and I just, yeah, you know, GTFO'd.
Yeah.
So, for you to have, especially in 1996, there's no internet. Well, I mean, there's internet. Let me rephrase.
Not everybody had access.
Everybody had access, and not nearly as close as it is today. To the point where, like, you know, you not knowing what these creatures are, and you get this uneasy feeling right away about what these things are, and like the fact that, like, and I mean, I guess, and also in his defense and everyone else's defense, if you see a kid with black eyes all the way through, pupils and all, you're not necessarily, you're going to kind of get out of there.
Right.
It's weird no matter which decade you put it in. It's just weird.
Especially, yeah. Right. Yeah. From anywhere from back then, like 1980s to modern day, especially modern day. I don't know. Modern day, a kid probably gets shot.
Now, they don't really have an exact motive, but some people believe that they're actually aliens that are trying to reach out to Earth, or that they're the devil, and it'll, or that they're like children of the devil, that and they will allow Satan into your life and allow, you know,
it's that whole permission to enter.
Yeah, exactly. Factor. Yeah. So which would explain the whole, like, why they're asking for favors. Mm-hmm. It's kind of that permission.
It's almost always like entrance into your vehicle or your home. And, I think let's touch first on that, alien.
Yeah.
Theory. A lot of people compare them to having the same like mannerisms and, what's the word I'm looking for? Same almost vocal cadence as like the Men in Black theories, you know?
Oh, now the Men in Black theories, well, we can touch on that in a different episode, but that is a very, very good example that you bring up, because it's the same thing where it's like their appearance is so, it's off, like in a way where, and they behave so abnormally.
It's like somebody's trying to pretend to be a human.
Yeah. So imagine, we're going to get a little comedic for a moment, but imagine you're drunk and you're pretending to be sober.
Right.
It's really the best way I can describe it.
Definitely.
That's kind of how abnormal it is, where it's like to any, like you're trying so hard to act normal, but everyone knows that
there's something very, very off.
Exactly. Very. Now, the Men in Black theory, this theory I actually like a lot, and this is one that I've read.
Definitely.
That a lot of times when there's been sightings of the Men in Black, it's because recently there was a Black Eyed Children sighting.
Recently, like modern day.
We're talking modern day.
Oh, yes.
Because when I was researching for this episode, I was coming, and they're not all concrete. These are just like quote unquote sightings that you might find on Reddit, 4chan. Just kind of like the
same vein as your Nessie sightings.
Kind of like the backdoor kind of sources, right?
Yeah.
And every kind of bit of information I'd read about the Black Eyed Children, it was like not too far outside of it was a sighting or a story about the Men in Black showing up. Like within, like we're talking weeks of the Black Eyed Children event.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and it's always the same description. It's the two pale white dudes in like the all black suit. It's like the same description that they always give, right? Always, with the hats.
Yeah. They almost come off as like two children dressed man.
Like they're stacked on top of each other. Yeah. Like Little Rascal style.
How they would be acting. Like that's how these Men in Black act. But they also have a weird knowledge of things, too, because there was one tale of black-eyed children. They had come to somebody's house, and they actually – yeah. No, I got to find more on it.
Okay.
Yep.
So another theory that I've read, and this one I think is the most – I don't want to say based in reality, because this whole story is just kind of just off the – it's strange reality. It's just kind of off the wall. There's one theory that I read that Well, and I'm willing to do a whole episode about this concept. This concept of there is a series of underground tunnels, like a system all throughout the United States, right?
Yeah,
all
connecting like in,
everywhere,
national parks,
like it's all like over the place, right? And a lot of abandoned bunkers from the Cold War are said to be entrances to these tunnels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Black Eyed Children, since a lot of the first sightings were around the 1980s, that kind of lines up with where maybe a lot of these tunnels would have been abandoned after, like, the Cold War would have ended.
Okay.
Now, so the theory is these kids grew up in the tunnels.
Right.
These kids were bred in the tunnels.
Okay.
And that's why their eyes are black from the lack of sunlight. And that's why they act so abnormally. And they might have learned to ask for favors because they have escaped the tunnels and they're just trying to, you know, get somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like it appears as if they're just kind of hitchhiking is really what it seems like. So the fact that there's a series of tunnels underneath the United States in particular, just a series of catacombs, and these children could have grown up there and have also, you know, bred other children down there to the point where, and they've had such a lack of sunlight or any light at all to where their eyes have turned black. They've escaped these tunnels and now they're out and you can see, and it's, you would think that modern day, I wish there were more, cause you know, everyone's got a phone nowadays, right?
There's videos right at the touch of your finger.
There are videos, but I'm not always super convinced.
It's easy to fake them.
It's easy to fake them. That's why. Because we live in such a digital age where as much as it might seem real, it could also be just as fake. So I'm very particular about the video evidence that I look at.
You have to be skeptical with modern evidence. But this theory with the tunnels as well, I've heard this. And their eyes have gone black from evolution or adapting to what they grew up in. And
do you think that on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being like totally fake, completely made up, and 10 being like without a doubt completely real, where do you kind of rank this?
4 to 6.
4 to 6. Okay. So right in the middle,
I saw concrete evidence, I've listened to enough about them. I've looked up enough about them to where if somebody came to me with something, I'd be like, there it is, you know, but also, you know, if somebody finally came out with an explanation to it tomorrow, I'd be like, well, there we go. It's been fake all along.
Well, my thing is and this kind of goes with the last episode we did with Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah.
Skinwalker Ranch has had a long, long standing of accounts of there being something paranormal going on, right?
Yeah.
Cattle being killed by unexplained forces, mm-hmm. disappearances, like things like that. Weird like light phenomenon and things like that. But
just such strong cases being controlled by one investor. And
that's what I'm saying.
So
the there's only really, and if you look at the history of something like Skinwalker Ranch, where there's really only one owner that has the most, I think, concrete evidence behind it. I believe it was Robert Bigelow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He created a whole investigation around, you know, he created a whole paranormal society, an investigation crew around that location. And yes, they did find some things. And the smart thing that he did was he employed skeptics.
Right.
Which is smart.
Yep.
But then that changed hands to another big billion-dollar real estate, you know, mogul. And then that got turned into a TV show. And so
there went so much credibility because, unfortunately, that's when these things hit TV.
And especially if it's on the History Channel. The History Channel is very hacky.
Yeah, we can blame Zach Bagans for that. All right.
Okay. Now, let me say this. Zach Bagans... I love the guy and I hate the guy.
The same way.
I'm the same way. He's okay. Zach Bagans, I'll tell you what. Zach Bagans is the host of Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel, for anyone who's wondering. And he's very into the paranormal. He's got a museum in Vegas with like all of these paranormal artifacts that he's collected over the years. Kind of like the similar to how what Ed and Lorraine Warren have.
I was just going to say,
yes. It's a pretty similar setup. So and like there's people who talk about like they've gone to visit the museum and like paranormal things have happened to them like on the way out and things like that. And I don't know, because when you have a big TV show like that, I'm way more of a skeptic.
Right. And that's kind of how it was with Skinwalker Ranch. And that may be something we're falling into with these black eyed children.
Yeah.
It's either a lack of knowledge or somebody who controls most of the knowledge.
I'm going to go with the lack of knowledge only because there's really not one particular source. Cause I mean, you can find things on Wikipedia or like, you know, insert any other whatever. But for this episode, I really had to dig like for actual something that was beyond Wikipedia or that was beyond like some mainstream like source about like, because it's all just kind of secondhand information. I wanted to find like where people are actually reporting this stuff. Right.
Well, that's how I feel most of these black eyed children, most of the evidence we know is from, you know, either crackpot or not, accounts. You know, there's nobody who's come out and said, you know, anything really definitive about them. But
I think Brian Bethel has like a very like
he's got the most solid.
Yeah, he's account. Got the most solid, I guess, like story behind it. Mm-hmm. But the fact that even in modern day, the fact that you have to dig pretty hard to find like anything like super definitive, because at that point it's just stories, right? It's right. Just like, because I would like to have something that gets like a lot of traction, like either maybe on Reddit or 4chan, that like where everyone can corroborate the same thing,
right?
Then I'm more inclined to believe it. If it's just one person tells one story and it's just like, that's it. It's just like, oh, I left my house and the black eyed children approached me. You could just made that up. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what I'm saying is like, if a lot of people collectively, especially with like how expansive the internet is nowadays, everyone's got a smartphone, everyone has a camera like at their disposal. I think that I would like it to be a little bit more solidified.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, yeah, you can find videos on YouTube of what might be the Black Eyed Children. But at the same time, you could also kind of...
You can find those same videos about skinwalkers.
Exactly. Right, skinwalkers or, like, anything paranormal, like, ever, really.
Yeah.
Same thing about, like, demons or ghosts. Right. And I tell you what, when it comes to... If I go online, like, watch... I don't know if you ever know the YouTube channel Top Fives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're a pretty good YouTube channel. You should check it out. They do all things paranormal. They do top five lists for spooky stuff, blah, blah, blah. But I look at when the photograph or video is taken.
Oh, right. Okay.
So there's one Most video. Definitely. There's one video in particular that is like anybody who knows the paranormal pretty well will know the video. It's from, like, I think the late 90s to early 2000s. And it's a bunch of kids going through this abandoned house. And it's... I don't want to say this and, like, sound like everyone else who's like, oh, yeah, it's super real there, right? Like, it's not fake at all. You know what I mean? But what I will say is, for the time period, for them to have faked it, it seems very unlikely, and I think it's real. So there's a ghost that's caught on camera, presumably. It's a lady it's just a pale white lady, right?
Yeah.
And they catch her, and I also listen to their reactions.
Yes, most definitely. You can get a lot of read on that.
So that video in particular, like I said, it's from the late 90s, early 2000s. It's a pretty solid video. There's that video, and there's a video of, like, it's a son and a father going through an abandoned house and then kind of having the same experience. And it's not the same house, but it's like they find a lady in all white, pale face, and they freak out and they get out. Right. And their reactions to me are so genuine that I just can't see how you could fake it. Because, oh, actually, Alex, you might have seen this too. I saw it on TikTok. I follow a lot of like a paranormal TikTokers.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a guy going through an abandoned church.
Okay.
Now he's paying the camera. I think he's got a flashlight attachment on his camera. It's not night vision.
Yeah.
So he's going through this church, and in one of the pews, he like pans to a woman in all white with a white veil.
Oh, wow.
And he doesn't notice her first. The camera's like the flashlight's on her, but it takes him a couple seconds to like for him to kind of see what he's, you know, what's happening.
Yeah.
It's this lady in all white, and she's looking right at him. Lady all white, like the white dress, the white veil, and like it looked ghostly, basically.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he gets her and he freaks out, right?
Right.
And he's like voice kind of shudders, and some people were calling it, you know, bullshit and saying it was fake. But I'm like, that reaction though, it's like for you to be alone to react that way to yourself.
That's a lot of reaction to have alone.
I think Do I think it's a ghost? I don't know. But if it's not, I think that he didn't know that either way, and yeah. He got freaked out regardless, and he got out.
Right.
So it's the same thing. So it's like when people post videos and they post, you know, their reaction to the video, especially like with whether it be the Black Eyed Children or something else. It's like, yeah. Okay, well, how are you really reacting to the situation?
Right.
Is it like super like corny and cheesy? Like, oh, I'm so scared, I gotta leave. Then I don't believe it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's like even with the Black Eyed Children, you go on YouTube, there's even on Google, I literally just looked it up. You know, you can't even find somebody even faking a Black Eyed Children encounter.
Yeah.
You know, but you listen to all these other podcasts, other things like that, and they find all these accounts, you know, and stories of things that happened, but it's not there when you're looking. You know, you've really got to dig for it, where with something as adamant as these have been, or as they claim to be, you feel like there would be more information, more real stories about it.
It was like when I did my research for the back rooms.
Yeah.
There's only really one or two sources for the back rooms. To the point where that was kind of hard to do, because there's only really certain information about, like,
you guys really dug your teeth in.
We really did. There's only really like information on the first level, like quote unquote the lobby.
Right.
Like the one with like that old wallpaper and like the musty carpets. So we did this off the air, but there's actually like a Backrooms game on Steam, and it's free.
I bought it.
Did you buy it?
There's a premium version, I think. It's not great.
There's a free version that I downloaded, and it might have been just the mood that we were in, because Haley and I, we had just recorded the episode, then we played the game. So we were kind of like in like that mindset.
Yeah, definitely.
And there was some paranoia inducing parts to it.
Most definitely. Well, yeah. What is it? It's like 300 square miles.
Oh no, it's like 360 million square miles
of just office and fluorescent lights.
Yeah. And what is it? To get out of that level is very inconclusive. It just kind of happens.
You can either end up out of it or end up somewhere terrible.
Yeah. You know? It's like you can like level jump, which is weird.
The thing I found most comforting about the back rooms is it's a creepypasta, where this has been real documented accounts, or not documented because there's no proof or anything. It's just it's a telltale.
Well, the thing about the back rooms is that picture on Reddit.
We've all been there.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
All spaced out and ended up in that fucking room.
Because, okay, so I'm not going to be one of those guys that says, oh, no, I've definitely been there. I'm not saying that. No, not even close. What I'm saying is when I saw the photo, right?
Yeah.
It did have a weird familiarity to it.
Didn't it?
It's really odd.
Well, that's why even when you touched on it, like, I had never even looked up any. I didn't even know about the back rooms until I came across that episode.
Okay.
Not even kidding. And, like, I looked it up, that room. Like,
it's creepy.
I went on Google. I was like, the back rooms, and that room came up, and I was like, whoa, weird.
Yeah.
Like, whether it was in a dream or a daydream from when I was a child or something, it was kind of...
It's very odd. It's just, it's very, very odd, especially with when you consider... especially when you consider that that's, like, the only photograph taken of the back rooms.
Right.
supposedly, right? Now, taking the black eyed children, and there's plenty of videos, but there's one video I saw, where, because the ones that I see, it's always you're driving on a dirt road, and you just end up at the black eyed children.
Right.
And that's the case for a lot of paranormal videos online. It's always a group of guys in a truck or like a car. You're driving down the road and you encounter a girl in white with black hair. Right. It's always the same plot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, but then I kind of think, because I didn't think it would digitally altered, or at the very least, you can just have a friend just stand outside for a second, just right. act weird. It's the people's reactions to what's happening.
Right.
That's what sells it for me.
So solid and fearful. Like.
Yeah. And if you're, dude, I don't know about you, but just maybe if you're not very versed in the paranormal and you just happen upon something like that, you might not know what you're looking at.
Right.
But if Alex or I were driving down the road and we knew what the fuck that was.
Oh, God.
We're not going to say hello. We're not going to help.
Here's the thing. At this point, I might tell you to stop and pull out my phone. I'm documenting this. Here it is. You would hear us screaming like little girls.
Oh, yeah.
100%. You'd get the most real reaction ever.
Now, this is a side note for this episode. This is something that is in the works for the future, so stay tuned. And we'll talk about this in later episodes, but in Kenosha, there's a place that is notoriously haunted. It's called the Kemper Center. Now, the thing about the Kemper Center is the Kemper Center has kind of played into their haunted background. Yes. Because they have a haunted house. They turn into a haunted house every year.
I used to work at that haunted house.
So that's why I'm like.
But I have some of my own accounts.
Now, here's the thing. The Kemper Center, the people that I've talked to about it, all have the same story, and it could have passed on from person to person as like a fake, like urban legend type of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's
especially local lore.
Lore. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. But people that didn't go to my high school, who aren't maybe that familiar with Kenosha, they might live here, but they're not really from here, but they've just been in the Kemper Center.
Yeah,
it's pretty consistent with the story is.
It is.
Now, the story of the Kemper Center is it's now a historical museum about the area. It's a museum.
Yep.
But anybody who's gone there that I know, when I ask them about it, they have the same story. There was apparently a nun back when I can't remember what it was before.
So
it was a school, I think. I think it was a Catholic school before, I think.
It was like a Catholic like seminary school. Not seminary school, but it was an all girls like private school, and there's that road that Anderson Art Center is on.
Yeah.
And that road butts right up to the lake. And so if you look it up, what you'll find is a nun who had worked there, possessed, whatever, was going through something to where it was a stormy night, quotations, and she jumped off the jetty there into the lake and drowned there.
Yeah.
That's the most solid story that you'll find there.
Yeah. And you can actually look it up. That's a true thing. But, the story that I see is that the fact that they see the nun in the hallway or in the window.
Yeah.
That's what I always hear. That's a story that, and I think I've been to the Kemper Center once, like on a field trip.
Oh, really?
As a kid, I think, but I didn't see anything paranormal. To me, I haven't.
Yeah.
Now this is where it gets interesting. Now, for the show, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to do an investigation of the Kemper Center.
Please. I've done it. It's fun. Please. We need to talk to somebody to get in, but I've done my own, stuff on the grounds. I have so much.
Okay, Alex is very excited about this.
And
now I've
we're talking about black-eyed kids tonight, but,
I've talked about this idea with Haley, and she is not on board.
Oh, well,
Haley's my co-host and she's not on board. Now, Alex, who's my guest, is on board.
I've done it, man.
I want to do it. That's what I'm saying. I want to contact the Kemper Center on behalf of the show and tell them I do have a podcast. This will be uploaded to YouTube.
They've let ghost investigators into the building and stuff before.
Do you think they'd be okay with it?
Honestly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Side note, we'll have to get some like voice recorders, like EVP shit, you know?
Yeah, because I was just going to go in with like a camera, like some camera attachments to my iPhone.
Okay.
Because iPhones are good cameras. Yeah. They have good cameras. So like cameras. Like put get like mic attachments and like a tripod attachment to them.
All about the audio.
Exactly. Yeah. So get like a condenser attached to them and do that. That's what I would like to do. And like I can get night vision on them. But I would just want to do something that was kind of like, if it's something local that I can kind of do on the fly. And then if it ends up doing really well on YouTube, maybe like kind of turn to a thing like with the show.
Yeah.
Is we'll talk about the location and like there'll actually be like a video investigation for it on YouTube.
There's a whole nother ranch down in Waukegan too.
There's a ranch?
Yeah.
Like a haunted ranch?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I forget what it's called, but it is blocked off by like.
No, shut up.
I'm not even.
You being serious?
Yes, dude. I've driven up to the cinder blocks at the end of the driveway. They will not let people in. There is a whole thing going on down there. Yes.
Is this like recently or what?
Within the last 10 years I did this.
What? Like you snuck on?
No, we didn't sneak on. No.
You were able to go before they blocked it off or what?
No, we like pulled up and there was like the cinder blocks and then there's like a truck like sitting back there, like staring us down. We were like, fuck it. We're a bunch of stoners. Like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Oh, since we're kind of on the topic of like kind of local urban legends, this is just like an urban legend episode. We'll just make it that.
I know. Understandable.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. Whatever. Definitely. We're just chatting about urban legends, dude. We're just, right. It's all good.
For sure. I don't want to impede on anything over here.
No, you're good, dude. Because the Black Eyed Children is just kind of one of those things where
it's hard to follow.
It really is hard to follow because there's accounts of it and they all kind of like revolve around, you know, the asking for favors. It's like, it's kids from 6 to 16, like we're like kids. So, but there's, it's like.
And aside from sounding like everybody else and telling the same three accounts that every other podcast talks about.
Yeah.
You know,
like, it's usually the Brian Bethel case.
It's the Brian Bethel case in the movie theater parking lot.
Yeah. It's usually what it is.
And
or it's the married couple who encounter them like at their front door
and they let them right in.
Yeah.
And
it's just like, so it's tough because there's really no modern day, like solidified account that anybody can get behind.
Yeah.
Because
let me touch on that married couple.
Okay.
So they had a child too.
Yeah.
And they didn't even think about it. They saw three children outside their door. The wife immediately was like, yes, of course, come in. And the kids like got the, what was it? They described it as the Kubrick reveal.
Oh.
You know, yes.
That's a good description for it, actually.
And so they came in, of course, and immediately, you know, the kids were talking about how their parents are going to be there any minute. And lights started flickering, and the husband, who never in quotations got bloody noses, had a horrible bloody nose, and sure as shit, a car pulled up with two adults in it with black eyes. That
I hate it,
but
it also sounds hacky.
Well, yeah, it's hacky because what happened? Then the kids left the house and went and got in the car.
And that was it.
And the guy dealt with bloody noses the rest of
his life. That's what I'm talking about. Because there's no real, like, there's nothing, like, violent happening to people that encounter them, really.
Right.
There's, like nobody, like, disappeared on the account of the Black Eyed Children. It's nothing like that. So that's why it's kind of tough because there's really nothing to go on. Like, there's nobody who was really injured or anything.
Yeah.
So...
No, there's a tale that the last podcast talks about, and on the left, you know, those guys.
Yeah.
Just kidding, they're great. But they talk about, like, Brian Bethel one, I don't know, it was one of their, like, sidebars, their bits, you know, where they kind of went into the whole thing where, like, there was another guy in the parking lot with Brian Bethel, and like he ended up dying, you know, like bleeding from his ears kind of shit because he let the kids in his car. And, you know, it's all that stuff, but it's not, you know, how much of that from, you know, it comes from a podcast. It's not coming from like true fact, you know, it's coming from a bit.
Yeah.
So it's so hard to follow. It's so hard to find like actual true accounts, especially violent accounts.
Yeah. You know?
So, you know, you kind of got to take, especially, you know, with all this supernatural stuff, there's that grain of salt you got to take it with, but you also got to take it, you know, with that little ounce of belief too. You got to take it with that ounce of belief. Otherwise you're never going to. You're never going to have the interest.
Is it weird that it may, this is probably weird for people like us. Like when we hear a story about the Black Eyed Children or, Skinwalker Ranch or the Backrooms or,
Kemper Center
or even the Kemper Center, it's like, you hear the stories, right? And they sound, and some of them sound terrifying, yeah. Like terrifying. Like people have run away and screamed. Like we're talking like horrible. Right. But there's a party that just wants to experience that.
Yeah, every second of it, dude.
Which is so crazy to me that
I want to drive down a highway and I want to have three kids approach my car.
Which is insane because I think, like, because we can sit here and say, okay, well, we know kind of this story. We know, like, all these urban legends. We know, like, kind of, like, how this, like, the paranormal community, like, all that kind of works. Mm-hmm. But until you are by yourself and you experience it, it's like you don't know how you're going to act.
Right. Because, well, that's even one funny thing about the Black Eyed Children. Everybody, you know, in their accounts says it immediately triggers their flight or flight.
Yeah.
Immediately, like right.
And it probably there. Would.
Yeah.
If you saw a kid with black eyes, what? Yeah.
It's either pop him or get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, you know? No kidding, dude. Like. No kidding. That is definitely one thing that I think I would love to experience, but I'd be pretty okay with not.
Yeah.
I'm pretty okay with that, but yeah,
I've had my own experiences at Kemper.
Dude, we should almost save that for a whole nother episode. We'll do like a Wisconsin urban legends episode.
Yeah. I have a whole book on it.
Yeah.
It's called Weird Wisconsin.
You do not. Do you really?
I do.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Everything from the Hodag to the Kemper Center.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think it's a good spot to end it.
Awesome.
All right.
Fantastic.
Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. We really, really appreciate it. And stay tuned for more spooky topics, and we'll see you in the next one.
Reality.